Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients do over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
So there's five very popular money myths that keep most people broke. And I want to share this with you in this video so you can avoid that and you can help other individuals avoid that as well. And I actually got a few of them wrote. That's more than five, but I got five wrote down that I'm going to share in this video, and I may do a part two of this video because it's very, 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 very important. Now, first and foremost, who am I? I'm Marco Russell, the King of Client Attraction, the CEO and co-founder of Client Attraction University. To date, we've helped our clients do over $1 billion in revenue, and we've become one of Inc. 5,000 fastest growing companies, and we're on a mission to help 1 million black service-based businesses add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue, which will add $1 trillion to the global economy. And one of the ways we do that is by creating content videos like these, okay? So let's go ahead and jump into these money myths. Number one is that you have to work hard to make money. I know when I was growing up, everybody tell you, if you want to make more money, man, you got to work hard. How many of you know making a lot of money has nothing to do with working hard, right? I mean, and working hard is relative, right? However, if you believe that you must work hard to make money, money won't come to you unless you work hard. It's about leverage. I'll do a whole other video on leverage, but it's about creating leverage to grow your business and not working hard. And if you look at the wealthiest people in the world, they understand and utilize leverage, okay? Number two is saving. Right? Savings. You save you money. You get money to save 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 money. So if you understand that money actually lose, the longer money sits, the more value it loses. If you don't have it working, if you don't have an investment, if you don't have it into ads, if you aren't investing into coaching or consulting or in your business or doing something where the money is growing, that's the worst thing you can do. That's the worst advice possible, is to save it. Money is currency, and they call it currency for a reason, because it's supposed to flow. So if you're hoarding it and holding on to it, you're disrupting what money's supposed to be doing. The purpose of money is to be creating more money. So you want to be putting it to work. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, that money is limited. There is actually more money in circulation right now than there ever has been in the history of the world. Why do we know that? Because at one point in history, I think it was Ronald Reagan, if I'm not mistaken, he put the United States, all the money used to be on the gold standard, right? But then it was removed from the gold standard, and now they can actually print as much money as they want to print. So it's more money. It's money print. As you're watching this video right now, it's money being printed. And when this thing called COVID happened, right, they gave away like $7 trillion in revenue, just in checks. Like, this person get a check, 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 this person get a check. Guess what? That money is circulating right now. And by the time you're watching this video, they probably gave away some other type of checks as well. That money is circulating right now. You can actually get it if you focus on serving the problems of other individuals. Okay. So what else? What else? What else? What else? What else I got on my list? You have to look like money, right? People say, you got to look like money. You got to look successful, right? You actually can't look successful. What does look successful mean? Wearing suits or wearing this or wearing expensive stuff or Louis Vuitton? What does that mean? Right? You can't look successful based on what you put on your body. You can be successful, right? Being successful is a state of being. That's why it's called being successful. You don't look successful. People think they get money. They buy all this stuff to just drape themselves with it, right? To drive stuff for other people to look at, but they're not focused on actually real value, right? Because when you, the more, what I found is that the more money you make, the less you're concerned about looking like you make money anyway. This has been my observation, okay? Number five, my last one I want to share for right now is you got to have multiple streams of income to be wealthy. Write this down if you're taking notes. Multiple streams of income is a tool of the rich, not a tool to get rich. Multiple streams of income is a tool of the rich, not a tool to get rich. You want to be focused, right? Until you get to whatever your revenue goal is, whether that's $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $10 million, or whatever, you want to focus, get focused on developing one skill set, get amazing at that, get it consistent, build up a big body of water. Streams come off of bodies of water, right? So if you build a big, if it's a big ocean, then river's going to break off, lake's going to come off of that, and so forth and so on. But a lot of people don't make, they take the time to build a big body of water, right? Whatever that may be, and then let the other streams break off of it because they're trying to do so many things. They're trying to do a tour. They're trying to do advertising. They're trying to do real estate. They're trying to do fitness expert. They're trying to do all these different things. They're trying to start an e-commerce business. They're trying to do all these different things, right? Instead of just focusing and mastering and becoming amazing at one thing. Jay-Z did it in music. LeBron did it in sports, right? You can just, Beyonce did it in music, right? Now she had the Rihanna, right? You can just go on and on and on. People who just focused on one thing, develop one skill set, and then once they got to where they want to be, then they start skill set stacking, and they start building teams where they can actually branch off and build portfolios of companies. So those are five money-making meals that keep most people broke. And please, avoid money play.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.